This summer, we'll be bringing you stories on the effects of climate change on people around the world. We begin in Spain and Portugal, where an early summer heat wave has ignited devastating forest fires. More than 60 people died in one fire there. Reporter Lauren Freyer takes us now to Europe's southwest tip, where people are struggling to keep their farms in business and also protect wildlife amid severe water shortages.
Wild horses and cattle graze on the marshy banks of southern Spain's mighty Guadalquivir River. From the mouth of this river, Christopher Columbus set off for the New World. But since then, the river has gotten more salty. As fresh water is extracted for agriculture, drought, made more frequent by climate change, means less rainfall replaces it. Tides send salt water farther upriver. This pumping station sucks 800 gallons out of the river per second, diverting it to irrigation canals. Jose Godoy tests the salt content every hour.
Gramos de cloruro sódico.
Sodium chloride.
Que es el que nos hace verdaderamente daño al cultivo del arroz.
When the water gets too salty, it poisons crops, he explains. So Godoy cuts the water supply to the canals. Crops can die of drought. Three times in the past two decades, rice farmer Manolo Cano López hasn't been able to grow anything at all, not enough fresh water.
When I was a kid, people lived here without running water or electricity. I want a certain standard of living for my children without damaging the environment.
But making a living without damaging the environment is getting harder here. Weather patterns have changed, Cano says.
The rain comes less often, but when it does, there are violent storms.
This is what scientists say we can expect from a changing climate and a warming planet.
It's damaging my crops. They're like my babies, these delicate rice plants.
This is Spain's biggest rice-growing area. Yep, you heard that right. They grow rice submerged in water in this hot, dry climate. But that's not the worst of it, because rice farmers draw water from the river. The bigger problem here is berries. This region supplies about a third of all of Europe's strawberries, and strawberry farmers drill wells into the aquifer.
And the problem with the aquifer is something that you don't see, because it's like an underground pool, and you don't know exactly what happened.
But Felipe Fuentes-Saf does have some idea. He measures groundwater levels for the World Wildlife Fund, and he says 80% of this region's aquifer has dried up. Some farmers without permits haul drilling rigs out into the forest in the middle of the night. Fuentes-Saf says there are about 10,000 illegal wells around here, and local officials aren't doing enough to stop them. He pulls up Google Earth on his laptop.
So we're looking at Google Earth, the satellite image of these dirt roads that cut through a forest, and then we've zoomed in on what looks like a little lake, and you say there are 14 illegal wells?
Yeah, this is an illegal reservoir in the middle of the forest. 14, 15 pipes from illegal boreholes in the area that go to a farm.
He gave me GPS coordinates to find one such reservoir where farmers store the water they've sucked out of the aquifer illegally. It's beautiful, crystal clear water, and it's like a swimming pool, perfectly dug out, like deep also. It's about half a football field in size, with maybe a dozen pipes pouring water from auxiliary wells all around the countryside here. This isn't only about farmers stealing water. It's about farmers stealing water that won't be replenished as quickly by rainfall because of increasing drought. Scientist Fuentes-Saf says climate change is already driving up temperatures here.
At the moment that they are increasing 0.07 degrees every year, so it's something that is really high. The normal seasons have been moved. So this is really a complete shame for the biodiversity, for the flora, for fauna.
I've just pulled over on the side of this small farm track, and it's so blisteringly hot here that I have to schedule interviews very early in the morning. So I'm up early watching the sunrise here. On one side of me, there's a row of little signs that say Dow Seeds. This is big industrial commercial farming. You can hear a tractor going past behind me. And on the other side, there are miles and miles of marshland, and I can see a row of pink flamingos in the distance. Every impact humans make here has a consequence, and that's because this is the edge of one of Europe's most important wetlands, Doñana National Park.
Soy Juan Pedro Castellano. Y soy el director del Parque Nacional y el Parque Natural de Doñana.
Park director Juan Pedro Castellano takes me on a 4x4 tour. Last year, UNESCO cited all of these illegal wells when it threatened to put Doñana on its danger list of World Heritage Sites, just like the Florida Everglades. Doñana would be the first national park in the European Union to make the list. As farmers drain Doñana's aquifer, lagoons shrink in the national park, which is home to wild horses and about 6 million migratory birds.
Hay patos, hay flamencos, hay espátulas, somormujo.
Look at all the ducks, flamingos, so many species of birds in this one lagoon alone. It's just like climate change. We don't know exactly what will happen and how fast, but where we'll see things is in these lagoons and wetlands right here.
Man-made water shortages, the park director says, are essentially giving us a preview of how this whole region will experience climate change. Scientists predict rising temperatures will dry out this area.
Si el acuífero baja, ese sitio empezaría a ser dominado por plantas como esta.
If the aquifer is drained, this area gets dominated more and more by desert plants, like that one there. It reduces the biodiversity in this sandy part of the park.
The seasons have already changed for rice farmer Manolo Cano. Spring comes earlier. None of his children has taken up the family business. He wonders what it must have been like 500 years ago when Christopher Columbus sailed through here.
Y regábamos sin ningún tipo de problema, y no había sal.
They must have been able to water their crops as much as they wanted, he says, and never worry.
Es el pago que tiene la...
It's the price we pay for modernity, he says. We have to grow food, but to do it, we've changed this landscape forever. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer on the Guadalquivir Delta in southern Spain.